This week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo. The first chumash here for the Zman here. So I'd like to discuss the theme of missed opportunities and show how that theme runs through the parsha. Missed opportunities. The Torah begins with the parsha of Bikurim. V'yaki savo al ha'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha nosei lecha nachala v'yishtav yashavta ba. So you're bringing up the first fruits. V'lachachta me'reishis kol pri ha'adama asher tavi me'artzecha asher Hashem Elokecha nosei lach v'samta matena v'lachta l'makom asher yivcha Hashem Elokecha l'shaken shmo shom. So you go up with your first fruits to Yerushalayim. You have the basket of fruits. And you go to the Kohen. And what do you say to the Kohen? Uvosa la Kohen, Asher yeba yomim ahem, v'amarte ilav, higarti hayom l'Hashem alokecha, ki vosi al ha'aretz, Asher nishba Hashem l'avoseinu l'osei slogan. You go to the Kohen and you say, I spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Higati hayom Hashem Elokecha kibosi la'aretz Asher nishba Hashem l'avoseinu l'osei slogan. I came to the land that was the promised land. So the Ksav Sofer has two diukim in the pasuk. First of all, what's this lashon Hashem Elokecha? You say to the Kohen, I'm reciting to Hashem your God. And it's not his God too. Why Hashem Elokecha? He's speaking to the Kohen. It's Hashem, your God, the Kohen's God, not the Israel's God. What's Hashem Elokecha? It should say, Higati Hayom Hashem Elokeinu. What's Hashem Elokecha? And what's this idea, Kibosi Elaretz? What do you have to say that I came to the land that was Hashem swore, Hashem nishba? What did you just say? Higati hayom Hashem Elokeinu kibasi al haaretz. What's the idea of the shvuah of Hashem? So the Ksav Sofer explains the following. He says that on page 6, going over to page 7, the bottom of the left side, the left bottom, nearly. He says, "Ki kodem sha'asu ha'egel." You see, before Klal Yisrael worshipped the egel, they would have gone in. If they wouldn't have worshipped the egel, they would have gone in to Eretz Yisrael with their own merit, and it wouldn't have had to be a whole, you know, all the milchamas that happened in the time of Yeshua, they wouldn't have needed. They would have gone in with their own merit. But what happened? Lachar Egel, they only came in b'schus avos, because they really didn't have merit anymore. So the only reason why they were able to come in, Klal Yisrael, is because bottom line is, Hashem promised to the avos that they're going to go in. So what the person saying to the Kohen is, he's saying like this: you Kohen, you didn't sin in the Chet HaEgel. So that's why he says Hashem Elokecha, to say, you know, you always believed. You know, we veered a little bit. That's why he's saying Hashem Elokecha. We sinned in the Egel, and that's what, in other words, basically the person's bringing the Bikurim is admitting his guilt. Whereas we should have had an existence of going into Eretz Yisrael without a milchama. That's the way it should have been. That was the opportunity that Hashem wanted us to have. So why did it come at this? Why was it a lost opportunity that we didn't go in a nice, smooth way, and we could have gotten straight to our learning and our ruchnius, and we had to have 7 years of milchamas and things like that? It's because we worship the ego. So that's what he's saying. Higati Hayom Hashem Elokecha. In other words, you're God. Meaning because you were always loyal to Hashem. You didn't serve the ego. We did. So that's why we're coming into the Oretz Asher Nishba Lavoseinu. We're coming into the Oretz that the only reason why we're coming in, even though we're not deserving, is because Hashem gave a Shavua to the Avos, and he still has to keep that Shavua. But in the Hanami, we missed a lost opportunity, we're saying. We had an opportunity to come in, you know, peacefully, without any big deal, and we lost it. So that's the first thing that the person is admitting when he brings the Bikurim. That's the Ksav Sofer. So similar to the Ksav Sofer is the words of the Sforno. Because later on in the Parsha, I mean towards the beginning, we have the Parsha of Vidoy Meiser. On page 3. Ki Sechale La'aser is called Masa Tavoscha Bashana Hashlishi Shnas HaMeiser. This is called Vidoy Meiser, that when you finish giving the Trumas and Meisers in the 4th year and the 7th year, right, you make a declaration that you did everything properly. It's called Vidui Meiser. So everyone and his brother asks, Vidui is usually Al-Chait, Ashamnu, Bagadnu. Why is this called Vidui? So the Pashat Pshat is that Vidui doesn't mean, Vidui in English we translate confession. You're confessing an Aveira. But that's not necessarily what the word Vidui literally means. Vidui just means you are articulating a statement. So any statement, any declaration that you make, you can call that a vidui. In modern Hebrew, vidui means a confession, but not necessarily in old Hebrew. But nonetheless, some mefarshim deal with this question. What's the vidui? Here he's saying, after the 3rd year and the 6th year, that he already gave the Trumas and Maisus, what does he say? He says, I took all the trumas and maisus out of my house. The gan nesativ, I gave it to the Levi, lager, leyosam, leomara, kechol mitzvoscha asher tzivisoni, lo avarti mi mitzvosecha, velo shachachti. I did everything. That's what everyone asks. What kind of vidui is this? He's saying he did lo avarti mi mitzvosecha, lo shachachti. I followed all the mitzvahs. Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai, asisi k'chol asher tzivisoni. I did it all. Asisi k'chol asher tzivisoni. Oh, so there's a famous Sforno. Rabbi Rapp spoke last year, the Beis Medrash discussed this Sforno. This famous Sforno. What does the Sforno say? He says like this. We know that another thing, that if it wouldn't have been for the Chet Egel, that who was supposed to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? The Bechor. Right? Not the Kohanim, but the Bechoros. And it's after the Chet Egel that they lost. Oh, so says the Sforno, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. B'yarti HaKodesh Ben HaBayis. V'chata'enu v'avonos v'aseinu husra ha'avodu b'yabachoros asher lahem hayu ru'yas trumas and maisus. Ka'omro atame v'zeu vidui maiser. So that's what he's saying 4 lines to the bottom. Modeh ani ki gadol avonisha garamti levar ha'kodesh min ha'bayis. Or is he saying like this? What do you mean b'yarti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis? Why do you have to give the trumas and maisus to the kohen? You could give it to the Bechor, like Rav Kuperman writes in the footnote. You can give it to the Bechor. And Rav Kuperman writes, Mistama, every household there was a Bechor. Why do you have to be Arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis? The answer is, because we sinned in the Egel, and now the Bechor doesn't get it anymore. Now it goes to the Kohen. So that's what he's saying. That's why it's a Vidui. Be Arti HaKodesh, why is it be Arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis? Why can't I just keep it within the house and just give it to the Bechor? The answer is, because we missed the opportunity. The Bechorim could have been the main people in the Beis HaMikdash. They could have had this opportunity of Kedusha. And they missed it. So that's the same type of confession that the Ksav Sofer writes that took place by the Bikurim, when he says, Higati Hayom Lashem Elokecha, not my God, I betrayed God. It's your God. Because you didn't serve the eagle. And the same thing when the person's finishing up the Trumas and Maisus, he says, Biati HaKodesh Barabais. So he's admitting on that Avera. So both these ideas are the concept of a missed opportunity. So one of the things that we say in the Vidui Meiser is the following. On page 4. 3 lines to the bottom. Lo'avarti mi mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti. So what does it mean, lo'avarti mi mitzvosecha? So Rashi says that normally when you take truma, like you're supposed to take it from one species to another. If you have oranges, you take on oranges. You mashfish some oranges for the oranges. You don't mashfish oranges for the apples. So that's what he says. Lofrashti mimin al she'en amino. So the Malbim on page 5 explains that means, what does it mean, lovarti mitzvasecha? Lofrashti min al she'en amino. So he says in the Torah mitzvah, he says it's lashon ein mavirin ala mitzvos. Lo avarti ein mavirin. In other words, I was osek an apple, so I didn't go over to the oranges and be mafrish on the oranges for the apples. But I think one can explain it also in the way we were saying before. Lo avarti mitzvosecha, like the Malbim says, ein mavirin ala mitzvos, means that I didn't have an opportunity to do a mitzvah and I just passed it by. Lo'avarti mi mitzvasecha. I didn't pass by a mitzvah. And this reminds me of Chazal and Parshas Vayetze from the Gemara in Chulin. What's the Gemara in Chulin? So the Gemara in Chulin, what does it say? It says Vayetze Yaakov biber shava vayelech harana. Vayifka b'makom. So on page 13, Rashi and Chumash on the bottom arrow quotes the Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin discusses that Yaakov Avinu went from Be'er Sheva, the Pasuk says, to Haran. So what had the Gemara explain? The Gemara says like this: Himata l'Haran, second arrow. Omar efshar avarti al makom shitzpalu avosai. He says that he was going from Be'er Sheva to Haran. In the way, he passed by Yerushalayim, the Mokom HaMikdash. Now, Mokom HaMikdash, if you're in the Mokom HaMikdash, you stop and dive in there a little bit. You know, you don't just pass it by. And Yaakov Avinu, Mamish, went by Yerushalayim from Be'er Sheva to Haran. And he Mamish missed it, so to speak. He didn't take an opportunity to stop there and, you know, get in the Kedusha. And once he went to Haran, he said, you know, how could it be? I passed by this holy place, so he started going backtracking. And then he had a Kfitza Sederach. Now here was a unique Kfitza Sederach, because Kfitza Sederach usually means that you go to the try to get from a certain place and you get a pizza there to get there quicker. Here the place came to him. Right? Hashem made a miracle, Yerushalayim came to him. But the point being is Yaakov got very upset that he had an opportunity. He was by a Mokom Kadosh and he had an opportunity to be there. And all of a sudden he missed out. And that's exactly what it means, Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha. I never passed by a mitzvah. In other words, have an opportunity to learn. You see a person, you can help them out, and you miss the opportunity. You let it go. Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha means I never missed out an opportunity. So that's what Rav Elia Meir Bloch of Tells, on page 15, writes in the Sefer Pnine Das. He says like this: V'nira kilule she'over al amokom v'lo yom b'karvoso lo hi adoeg lo marlama lo his karafti. Whereas if he would never have been there, he wouldn't have. If he was never there, So it wouldn't have bothered him so much. But to be there and not take advantage, that's bothered him. That upset him. Iker hadayga haisa achareisha nichnasti kvar b'mochem shespalu avosai. I was there at the holiest place in the world where my father and grandfather davened, and I forgot to daven there. I just passed it by. That's lo avarti b'mitzvosecha. A person has to make sure he doesn't lose the opportunity. And here, Yaakov Avinu said, oh, somehow he got preoccupied. He missed it. And then he made up for it because he realized it. But sometimes a person realizes it's too late. So that's the idea of Osai. A person comes to yeshiva, he has opportunities. All different types of opportunities. He has chavrusas, he has shiurim, different opportunities. And a lot of times people, you know, they come to yeshiva and then they're not sure what shiur should they be in, and the whole first semester they're just changing here and this, and then they kick themselves. He says, I lost out. You know, I lost out. It went by, and I didn't get anything from it. So now's the time to be mechazik, to make sure that you don't violate this thing, this law of lovarti mimitzvosecha. Never to what? To pass by an opportunity. There's so many opportunities in life to do good things, to do chesed, to learn, to have a rebbe, to have chaverim. This is the time to take advantage. So you shouldn't later come and say, you know, I was there, and I missed that. Lo avarti mimitzvosecha. So just like the Bechorim, you know, they say, we could have been. But b'yarti HaKodesh min habayis, Nebuch, they lost that. And the people said, you know, we could have gotten to Eretz Yisrael without a milchama. But he got the Yom Hashem Elokecha. And then, in the Vida Mais is in other words. It says what? Lo avarti mimitzvosecha what? Velo shachachti. Page 4. So what does Rashi say 3 lines at the bottom? Lo shachachti. Milavarecha al hafroshes maisus. I never forgot when I was mafresh trumas and maisus. There's a din, you're supposed to make a bracha. I never forgot to make the bracha. So all the Mephoshim asked the Kasha, I don't understand, brachas are only the Rabbanim. So how could the Torah be speaking of lo shachachti means I never forgot the bracha? Brachas are only the Rabbanim. So there are a lot of different terutzim. The Maral in the Gur Aryeh on page 10. He says, it doesn't mean literally a bracha like we make today, like he says in the end, because brachas are only the Rabbanan. It means that when you mafrish trumas and maishas, he's supposed to say some words of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's also the same idea, that if a person has opportunity to be in yeshiva, to have an opportunity to get kedusha, so he has to realize how privileged he is. Because if you go in with the attitude that this is, everyone does this, so then you're not going to take advantage, because this is like the, but if you understand, you know, I'm privileged to be here. I'm privileged to have an opportunity to learn with a Rebbe and with Chaverim, etc. I'm privileged. So if you have that attitude, so then you're not going to violate Lo Avarti Mitzvosecha. So then you won't have the attitude, you know, I'll just pass it by. Because you're privileged. You realize you're privileged. But I'm going to tell you another vort from the Shemi Shmuel. Shemi Shmuel says an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. From page 12. From the Rimi Gaj. He says it over from his father. The Shemi Shmuel's father was the Avnei Nezer. The Gadol Hador. And he says over from the Rimi Gaj. In the second column, the third arrow. Last word on the line is Admor. He gikvo kedushas avi Admor zatzal b'shem Rimigash. The birka shechianu al hamitzvus he daraisa. Wow. And even though brachas are only rabbanim, that's for all brachas except shechianu. Shechiyonu is a Doraisa. So what's the idea of P Hashkafa? It's the idea Shechiyonu means, and he's going to explain that, explain later, that a person has to realize, thank God I'm alive to be able to do this mitzvah. That notion is the most important thing. It's so similar to what the Maral says. You have to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person says Shechiyonu, he says, so that's what it means. I never forgot to say Shechiyonu. What does that mean? It means I never forgot to understand that every moment is special, and I thank God I'm here today alive, able to do this mitzvah, able to celebrate, able, I'm not going to pass it by. I'm not going to lose the opportunity. And that's the bracha. Milavrecha Birkas Shechiyonu. And we'll be talking Bez Hashem Sunday on the Birkas Shechiyonu. Oh. Then Rabosai, this is another pasuk in this week's parsha on page 16. That says, Vaidaber Moshe Vachonim Elovim and Kol Yisrael Emor, Haskesu Shema Yisrael. So what does that mean, Haskesu Shema Yisrael? So Rashi, so the Sforno says, well, the funny word, Haskes. So Sforno says, Sayer b'mach shvat b'mach shivoscho, Ushma v'zbonim. Haskes means, like, conjure up a picture in your mind, Ushma, and think. So the Shem Yishmuel is incredible. A page, the same Yishmuel, the same page. Page 12. He says like this. You know what Haskes means? It means before you do a mitzvah, just stop and think, what do you want to get out of it? Like, conjure up a picture. Like, before you start the year of learning, what do I want to get out of it? Think about it before, like the Hasidim Rishonim, they didn't just daven. But before they daven, they thought about what they want to daven about. What are they, you know, what is it all about? And says the Shem Yishmuel, the bottom paragraph, V'nira zezoi hachanis Elul. That's what Elul is all about. Because all the big things are in Tishrei. You know, the shofar, and the lulav, and the esrog, and the sukkah. So Elul is the time we got to think, what do we want to get out of Tishrei? You know, how do we want it to change us? And that's, if you think like that, before you start the year, then you'll take advantage of the year. Think about it. Haskei sushma. It's interesting also, the Gemara Brachas has a drasha on the word haskei. On page 18. It says, haskei osu kitos, the isku batorah. Haskes Shema Yisrael means, from Lashon Kat, groups. Get into groups. In other words, a person just shouldn't just sit home and learn alone. Be in a group. Be in a shir. Be in a chabura. And that's how you succeed. And Rabosai, this reminded me also of the famous Rabbeinu Yonah. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, on page 24, on Oz Beis, he says, you know, Tshuva is a privilege. Right? We have a privilege. We can do Tshuva. But it also is a chumrah. You think Tshuva is a kula? You can do Tshuva, right? You can undo the past. But it's also a chumrah. Why is it a chumrah? Because now you have an opportunity. If you don't take advantage of it, so now you're more responsible. You see, when you sin, sin is a one-time thing. One second, you sin. You have a lapse and you sin. So you made a mistake one time. But if you don't do tshuva, you have a constant opportunity to do tshuva. So if you don't take advantage of that, then you're basically losing an opportunity every second that you could do tshuva. If there wouldn't have been tshuva, in a sense, it would have been easier also. Because, okay, you would have been punished for that one time. Finish. But now you're responsible for having an opportunity to do tshuva and not doing tshuva. So tshuva is also a responsibility, and that's the Meshech Chochma. Rabbi Reis once discussed it. The Meshech Chochma says that in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, here, on page... page 19. It says, bracha uklala. So bracha uklala, blessing and curse. Okay? Page 19. But then, on page 20, in Mitzavim, Pasuk Kezvav, on the left side, it says, Re'eina sati l'funech hayom es ha-chayim es ha-tov es ha-moves es ha-ra. So it goes from bracha uklala to chayim u-moves. That's pretty... even more scary. Bracha klala, chayim amavis. So what changed? So says the Meshech Chochma on page 21. You know what? Because what in between these psukim is on page 20 is pasuk yud aleph. Ki mitzvah hazos, which many mefarshim learn is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. So that's the chiluk. In Parshas Re'eh, it's before we got the mitzvah of tshuva. So there. So once you don't have the mitzvah tshuva, things aren't, you're not as responsible. So you'll get a bracha if you do things good and klal not. But once you have tshuva and you don't do it, then the stakes are even higher. In other words, you can have great opportunities to do tshuva and be great, but if you miss out, then you're responsible for not taking advantage. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a medrash, where somebody was in the jail and they dug a hole. The people escape. There was one guy that didn't escape. So the guy in charge of the jail hit him because he said, "Yeah, you fool, you could have escaped, you didn't escape." So he hit him to show that he's a fool. So that's the whole idea of tshuva is also an opportunity. And again, the same idea. If we miss an opportunity, it's even more chomer. And that's what Yaakov Avinu said. I passed by Yerushalayim, I could have davened in the Makom HaMikdash, and I didn't. Oh, so we have to say lo avarti mi mitzvosecha. We never, and this is the beginning of the year. There are going to be so many opportunities, like Rabbi Reis said yesterday. First thing is you have to come. You have to be here. Every day is an opportunity for shir, for learning, for chavrusa. Don't violate this issur of lo avarti mi mitzvosecha, that you were here and you passed it by. It's the beginning of the year. It's fresh. Make sure we shouldn't have the guilty feeling at the end to say, b'yakti merkoy. I could have been in the mikdash, but I gave it up. And now b'yakti akodesh ben abayis. Now the trumas and maisus don't go to the bechor anymore because he's not in the base of mikdash anymore. They go someplace else. So we have to take advantage. It's a wonderful opportunity, but with every opportunity comes responsibility. And that we have to make sure avarti mimitzosecha that. And the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kirvas Elokim Likov, Ani Kirvas Elokim Likov. But that's what we're here for. We're here for to get a Kirvas Elokim, to be close to God, to be close with Achaveirim. So take advantage of those opportunities, and Bezer Hashem should be Matzliach, and you should have a Chizuk, and you should be able to take advantage in life of all the beautiful opportunities there are to do good things. Okay, we'll have a minute.